right, welcome to my link building and SEO podcast. My name is Christoph Kemper, founder of Link Research Tools out of Vienna, and I got a fantastic guest today that I've known for over 12 years. His name is, you might know him, Rand Fishkin. Rand Fishkin, the Wizard of Moz. Rand, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Christoph. It's great to join you.
It's, you know, usually I ask a question, who are you, what's your background, but I think that's kind of redundant to talk about that. So I would rather like to ask you this question of where you're heading to and where is Moz heading to. You know, you started a community that is next to none, where that is basically the blueprint of any kind of SEO or any kind of community that I would look at. And there's been many products, many developments, bought-ups, also the business venture developed from being bootstrapped to venture capital. Where you going to? What where does Rand and where does Moz go to in the future?
Yeah, so I'll start with Moz. I think probably a lot of folks know that last year we shut down a few products and did a little bit of layoffs, and I had never done that before, never been part of a company that did layoffs. And that was heartbreaking and tough, but I do think it was the right decision. Mm-hmm. And so Moz's focus is really back on SEO. And that means that, you know, a bunch of our engineering and product and design teams, marketing teams, everybody is focused back on SEO. And so I think what you're going to see from Moz is really, over the course of the next year, 18 months, a lot more investment in the SEO software than what you've seen in the last few years. And I hope that means, you know, the big goal that I've heard the team talking about and that I've been very supportive of, and hopefully been able to help with a little bit, is, you know, we want to be the best in the world at sort of the four core aspects of SEO software. And that is, you know, rankings, crawl, links, on page. And I believe they can do it. You know, I think it's possible. It's just a matter of will and dedication. Mm-hmm. But no small task, right? There's a lot more. I mean, Link Research Tools is a great example of this, right? There's a ton more impressive software competitors in the market than there ever have been.
And we've been working hard day and night for the last 8 years now to you know, go from step to step to step, where I say I learn something new every day, which, you know, puzzles me, because I think, you know, links, but we focus just on links, and in that links, especially the audit, especially now with Link Detect for 5 years, all the penalty audits, finding the toxic links, and it's very, very niche compared to amazingly broad spectrum that you just mentioned as goals. You know, those are the cornerstones of any organic or of any SEO, right? But you also mentioned links. You mentioned SEO. Those were words that I remember when you rebranded from SEO Moz, and when, you know, links got out of fashion, and people even didn't want to say that they were link builders.
Oh my God!
You know, you know, because of all these penalties and things gone wrong, and That has changed, hasn't it?
I think it has. It's interesting to see. I think there was a huge shift at Google when Matt Cutts left, and I think that huge shift has just continued in that same direction. Where essentially, you know, Google has basically said, "Hey, let's let the algorithm and the ranking systems and our software take care of the problems that we have as a search engine, rather than sort of striking fear into the hearts of, you know, marketers through this campaign of speaking and blogging and leaving an occasional comment and tweeting something threatening and that kind of thing." So I think that has shifted dramatically, and I think for the better.
Yeah.
You asked about me. I don't want to ignore your question there. So, you know, next things for me, I'm working hard on a few projects, somewhat outside of the scope of Moz. You know, as most of you know, I stepped down as CEO a little over 3 years ago, and have been an individual contributor since. I still do a lot of blogging and speaking, and I'm going to keep doing that, and Whiteboard Friday, and I advise some of our product and engineering teams, and that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of the things I'm doing outside of Moz, one is my wife and I have been doing a tiny, tiny bit of investing. In particular, we just invested in a small venture fund out of Los Angeles called Backstage Capital that I'm really excited about. We were, well, let's say somewhere between frustrated and infuriated that that many of the folks in the venture world basically back companies that are pretty much exclusively white dudes, you know, which, look, I get it. There's lots of white guys, right? I'm one of them. They have lots of companies to create, but, you know, I was looking for something that would help bring other types of folks, other diversity into the world. And I think that's where a tremendous amount of opportunity exists. And so Backstage Capital backs exclusively founders of color and specifically women of color founders, which I think is just awesome. Arlen Hamilton runs that fund. Second thing I'm doing is, you know, many of you who listen to Christoph's podcast, and Christoph, I know you go to lots of events. I'm working on an initiative to try and make events safer and more welcoming across the board and around the world, particularly for women attendees and women speakers who, unfortunately, as you and I both know, get a tremendous amount of, you know, harassment and hard times and uncomfortable situations when they go to these events. And I think that keeps a lot of great women out of our industry and keeps a lot of great women off the stage. And frankly, that's bullshit, in my opinion, right? Like, you shouldn't have to deal with that stuff. And so I'm working on an initiative to try and fix that. Talking to a lot of event organizers and companies and sponsors and speakers, and hopefully we'll have something to announce the next few months.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And I think, you know, this is not specific to our industry.
No, maybe it's not
an issue, you know, especially maybe in tech. I mean when I got into SEO and marketing, I thought, oh wow, at least this is a proper industry, you know, with a kind of a balance between men and women compared to where I came from, you know, IT and software development, basically being all dudes in 1990 something or so, especially here in Austria. But I guess, you know, if you can set a milestone with that in addition to what you already do and did, that's something that will go beyond our, let's call it, all online marketing industry or digital marketing industry, which is still, you know, a very niche industry compared to, you know, bigger ones.
Yeah, and I have been talking to a lot of event organizers in the broader technology space as well, and the broader marketing space as well. So hopefully, hopefully it's an initiative that can grow, and, you know, that a lot of people are passionate about. I think that, you know, so many of the opportunities that I had, you know, as especially as a young 20-something guy, would have been somewhere between unavailable and dramatically more difficult if I were a woman. And I think that sucks.
Yeah, agree totally. Yeah, great to hear that. And, you know, you have the authority, you got the name, you got a reach, possibly then, you know, also to move the needle a lot more now than anyone else. So I appreciate that. And this maybe has to do, when you say you talk to sponsors, you talk to companies, are these large companies, I guess, you know, that basically then feed the conferences with their sponsor money?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right. So I think, you know, much like many things in this world, money drives a lot of change. And so if you can get, you know, for example, if I can convince Microsoft not to sponsor events that won't, you know, certify themselves as safe and won't have protocols for harassment and these kinds of things, you know, that takes away a lot of sponsor dollars. And then those people, you know, those events feel the pressure. And the same is true, you know, if I talk to, you know, a bunch of companies in the SEO software space who sponsor these things, you know, so a Searchmetrics or an SEMrush, Moz itself, of course, has done lots of event sponsorship over the years. So I think, those dollars are important. And then speakers too, you know, you can impact a lot of things that way. But this is, you know, to your point, And since this is a, you know, a link building focused podcast, I think that one of the things that I've found over the years is that as you start to build up influence and authority, start to build up connections, you have this wonderful privilege of having a lot of influence in your field, and that is a great thing. Then you have to decide, what obligation do I have to give back, and in what ways? Mm-hmm. And so for me, part of that is, yes, I've been blessed to, over the last, you know, decade and a half, build a lot of influence in our field, in our community. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of that is luck, and a lot of it is, you know, skill and hard work. But certainly I feel that pull to improve the industry so that, you know, the next 10,000 people who come into this field have even more opportunity than you and I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot about, you know, the next generation. Also, that I talked about with Calvin Newman from Brighton SEO just recently, who does actually bring a lot of young people with free tickets to a huge conference with 3,000 people. I'm not sure, have you been there at Brighton SEO ever?
I have never made it, unfortunately. I got a few invites, and I've uh-huh. always been booked up. So hopefully one of these years they'll ask me and my schedule will align.
No, I'm going to shoot an email to Calvin right on that, because actually, you know, with our both history of having all these commercial conferences, it's still a commercial conference, but from the 3,000 guests, 2,000 of them or 2,500 get a free ticket. And so it's all, let's say, young blood or fresh blood, you know, students or people that just getting started that would not get that ticket paid or cannot afford to. And that brings a whole different atmosphere and, of course, potential to the conference, you know, for me as a speaker or as a sponsor also. So that, you know, it's kind of a developing market, if you want, you know, certainly to check it out, because it's also different from all the other conferences.
Yeah, I look
forward. I know. Yeah, because we talked about, you know, influence of money, and that connects me to the large companies that you obviously have a lot of connections with. I get the impression over all these years that, you know, well, small businesses or small agencies, they usually, you know, have a resource issue, the money, the people, but what's the issue in large companies? Why they still struggle with SEO or online marketing in general? What's yeah. your opinion there? What's I mean, money's not the issue there.
Yeah, I don't think it is money. I think it is. I think it's three big things that I've observed. One is organizational complexity that creates friction in any type of new investment or any change. And I've observed that even at a company the size of Moz. So, you know, for example, when we were a seven-person company, we could build software so much faster than we can build it today. You know, things would take not just half the time, but, you know, a quarter of the time to build the same features and functionality. Now, it couldn't serve quite as many customers, and it wasn't as robust. The code wasn't as well documented. There weren't three or four people who could work on it. There was really only one. You know, the maintainability and serviceability over the long term was much harder. But speed of development, much, much faster. If we want the same thing on the SEO side, if we wanted to make changes to the website, bam, we just made them. You know, you want to roll out some new tag across the site? Great, it's done tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If I want to roll out a new tag across Moz right now, whoo, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if I'm lucky, right? Yeah. And Moz is pretty good. You want to roll out a new tag across you know, Microsoft's uh-huh. websites, uh-huh. We are talking 6 months to a year, right? It is just, yeah. it is real slow. There's only one organization I've ever worked with, and I say worked with, we, you know, we sort of got together with them because we have some friends that work there. But, you know, Facebook a few years ago sent their growth team over to Moz's offices, and we sat down with them and walked through a bunch of stuff, and they had some SEO issues. You know, that night, I think we had dinner with like one of the guys from the team, but one of the engineers who was in the room with us made the change to Facebook's website that evening, and it was fixed the next day. And I had this like, holy crap, Facebook just fixed an SEO issue overnight. That does not happen. I mean, when they talk about move fast and break things, you know, that could have been a broken thing. But so I think that's that friction, that organizational complexity, that's one. I think the second one is speed to ROI. So SEO is a long-term investment, and CMOs and marketing teams and departments are judged on their quarterly results. And so making an investment today that you know might not pay off for two or three or four quarters is a very tough one. You know, arguing for budget, arguing for investment, versus other types of things that'll move the needle, you know, in weeks or days, which most paid media will. You know, you start investing in a new paid channel, you see returns as soon as you buy the advertising and the visitors start coming. And then the third one is measurability, which ties back to that as well, right? SEO is not only challenging to implement and takes a longer time to see returns, it also has a measurability challenge as compared to paid media, because there's such an incentive for paid channels and other sorts of channels to give you all this data about, you know, how someone came and where someone came from and what they did on your site and whether they converted. And with SEO, you know, Google's gone to not provided, and a lot of search traffic is now dark traffic. Tough.
Yeah, that is tough. Which brings me to the final question, you know, with your new major offering that you're working on with your team, is that something targeted to large companies or basically to the big crowd of, I don't know how many, or the user numbers, I don't have the current ones on my head, but basically the whole SEO crowd that you have now?
Yeah, so I think Moz has about, we have about 25,000 paying customers on Pro, which is sort of our SEO software, and then maybe another 10 or 15,000 on Moz Local. But I think, so actually there was a big fight about this.
Oh, really?
Yep. Inside Moz, I would say it was a tussle, like a true, you know, sort of political struggle. I was... this is rare for me in the last few years, but I was on the winning side of this one. The new product will be targeted at everyone, sort of SMBs, you know, everyone who's paying, you know, $99, or the legacy folks who are at $49, all the way up to like, you know, $249 and $500 a month. There will be, I think in years to come, Moz is going to invest more in the enterprise side of things. But for now, this new product is going to be targeted at SMBs, and I'm very happy about that. My personal feeling is that I think that's where the opportunity lies. I think enterprises, you know, they have lots of budget, lots of dollars, lots of people serving them. Search Metrics and Conductor and Bright Edge and all these other folks are already going after those. I like the small guys, right? I want to help them compete.
Which brings you, you know, in direct competition then even more with SEMrush, for example. I think this is where I would see them also.
Yeah, I think SEMrush and Ahrefs really serve they serve little guys, but they also serve big guys. I think they serve the very like hardcore SEO researcher, you know, data intensive SEO person. And I think that, look, Moz should try and compete with that. You know, I think we need to do a much better job of competing with those two companies, and they've done really impressive stuff, particularly around data quality. But I think that if Moz wants to be unique, what it has to focus on is the quality of how the product provides a great user experience that's easy even for SEO beginners and sort of intermediate folks. So you don't have to be an expert, you don't have to be advanced, you don't have to be able to, you know, download a CSV and put it into Excel and run pivot tables in order to get value. That, you know, Moz should be able to walk you step by step through 90% of what you need to do for the optimization on your site.
Wow, that's a great vision.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And, Rand, and I had to say this, but we're over time, Bach. We talked about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 90 minutes now. So maybe one final 20-second get you rich quick overnight tip, a golden nugget from Rand Fishkin before I say I want to have you on the show again in the future. And thank you so much. But maybe this one takeaway for the listeners right now.
Yeah. So I have a tool that, that not a lot of folks in the SEO world have heard of, but I think can be very powerful. It's called Clearbit Enrichment. So Clearbit, C-L-E-A-R-B-I-T, clearbit.com. And basically, this tool will allow you to upload email addresses or domains into it, and then they will give you back very comprehensive profiles of the people and organizations behind that. So you can get really cool demographic, psychographic, behavioral data about an audience, and that will help you then go figure out who are the influencers of this audience, how do I target them, how do I get, you know, find the websites that not just link to them, but that are influential in a space. And I think that is a different way of going about the link building and, you know, sort of influence marketing efforts than what we're traditionally used to, which is pure competitive intel. So check it out, Clearbit. Right. It's clearbit.com. Right.
Wow, that looks interesting, and thank you so much for that. And yeah, thanks for being on the show, and I look forward to our next chat then. With that, say thank you, Rand. Thank you, everyone,
for
listening.
Christoph.
My name is Christoph Kemper, founder of the Link Research Tools. We were talking to Rand Fishkin, the Wizard of Mars, and I wish you a wonderful day or evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.